talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy, your voice of choice. The world's only 12-hour strong man on the air.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I understand you need a little help from the big boys here at USPIS.
USPIS?
Yeah. U.S. Postal Inspection Service, founded by Benjamin Franklin in 1772, undoubtedly a great man's greatest accomplishment.
Are you aware that he helped popularize Parmesan cheese in America?
I am.
You know, you could use some pointers in not expressing your judgment.
And now.
I'm a hamster, not a trapeze artist. I'm not a circus act. I'm a hamster. Am I in any way related to the wheel?
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday morning, the 9th of January.
I feel like a big dumbass for not watching the college football national championship game now that I read about it.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting.
You should. Yeah.
Did you stay up for it, Allie?
I did.
Roller coaster of emotions, huh?
Yeah. The first half kind of sucked,
yeah.
Awful.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah.
So if you were watching the first half, I don't blame people if they left. It's like, all right, this sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. But just, the second half was crazy.
Boring, uneventful, 13-0,
yep.
Right, at the half?
Mm-hmm.
And then everything changed. And by the way, that must have been... obviously it was the right choice the way it worked out. But I mean, if it hadn't worked out, that might have been a controversial decision to take out your starter, take out your quarterback, bring in a kid.
Yeah.
How awesome is that though, to be the kid?
Yes.
And go into the national championship game.
Amazing. Mm-hmm.
And then win it.
And then
On that throw, right?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I was just happy that Alabama won because the Alabama kicker.
Oh.
Missed that field goal.
Sweet spirit.
I assumed he wouldn't be let back into the state.
Oh, absolutely not.
So bad about him.
I literally thought, well, where's he transferring? Because he
is done.
He's finished.
Let me ask you this. Where's Jalen Hurts transferring?
Well, you know what? I would have thought that until I saw his post-game interviews, and I was like, that is the most mature young man who has his head on straight that gets it.
That might not ever start at Alabama again,
but I'm not nervous for him as a human.
Okay.
Oh, that's what's important.
No, he had all the right answers. It's like someone talked to him during the half and was like, listen, if we win this, they're going to talk to you after the game.
Right.
Here's how to play it. He was phenomenal.
Did he have an explanation as to why he was so flat in the first half?
Yeah, he just stunk.
Yeah.
Did he say that?
No, he didn't. I think his eyes did.
His eyes, yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, congratulations to Alabama. It's about time they won something down there,
oh,
huh?
Oh, thank God.
Is this I heard the fifth in 9 years?
Yeah, it's something insane.
Wow.
Yeah. That coach.
Right?
Right? Best ever.
I think so, yeah.
Maybe.
I think so. And he had won a national championship with LSU before he even went to Alabama.
And doesn't he look even more like that hero because he benched
his starter.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Very impressive.
Yeah. Quarterback.
Yeah.
All right.
Something's wrong with that one.
Oh, it's the frame.
The frame is very disrupting. When I turned on KNX this morning, there were already 4 sig alerts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was like, and that's just the beginning.
Yep. Yeah.
It's going to be nothing but trucks jackknifing and roads being closed, and it's just going to be a mess. I'd say stay home.
Stay home from
100%.
Call in sick, whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Pulled in the same time as Day of the King of Mexico, and I said, hey, still no wipers? And he said, no, I don't need them.
There's no way he doesn't use wipers.
I think you're right. I think he's lying.
Yes.
But he also said, I just found out this morning that I have a windshield wiper in the back. On the back window.
He's had
the car for 3 years.
Oh, he is a
sweet
spirit.
He's not using that one either.
By the way, he says he's not, but how does he discover it if he's not using his wipers?
Because he had to turn on the wiper and he's like, wait, that one in the back just worked.
Right.
Oh, Kevin.
No, I was messing with my lights.
He was messing with his lights, which are never really on the same one, are they?
They're not on
they?
The same thing.
Yeah, they're on the same one.
Muggs, you're going to have to go out and check, all right?
I will.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
What's the policy, you guys, on leaving the dealer paper plate on your car 3 years after you bought the car?
Oh, well, that would mean you actually don't have license plates, right?
Well, no. I mean, you may have them, but you just don't put them on.
Yeah, I think that's illegal.
And is
no?
This is unrelated to the King of Mexico, right?
Oh, no, it's absolutely related to the King of Mexico. And by the way, the paper plate is like nearly disintegrated.
Yeah, it's barely there.
Yeah, it's designed to stay on for 30 days.
Yeah.
Oh.
3 years.
What's that with tape?
I don't know. License plates are for suckers.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
Are you running from the law, Dave? Is there something we should know?
Nah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. We got a lot of show to get to. Do I still have time for the thing?
Sure. Felipe Rodriguez is his name. He is at his sister's house on the banks of the Lehigh River in Pennsylvania. He's the only one there at his sister's house. And her little dog, a Bichon Frise, is that how you pronounce it, Kevin?
Don't know.
Bichon Frise, a little tiny dog, 8 pounds.
Is that what your dog is?
No.
Why would you ask Kevin that?
How dare you?
Because Kevin has...
I know things.
A little dog that might...
He's a little dog, so I thought maybe his was a little... I thought maybe this was his little dog. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, 8-pound Zoe is out in the yard. And Felipe Rodriguez is looking out the window and sees something swoop down and pick up the dog and fly away with it.
Oh, no.
No.
And it turns out it is an eagle. It is an eagle. It is not unusual for eagles to be in the neighborhood. They live right there on the river. It's pretty common. I've lived in lots of places where there are eagles. They're beautiful, fun to watch. But you don't want to see them flying away with your pets, right? The bird was holding on to the dog. There was flapping of wings, and then it was gone. So he thought, well, this is not going to be an easy conversation to have with my sister when she gets home.
Wow.
So he jumped in his car and started driving around the neighborhood, looking all over for little Zoe, but did not find her. Now, at that point, what are the chances that's the last you're ever going to see of Zoe?
I mean, I would assume that instantly.
Right.
Instantly.
I don't
There's
think
no
I
chance.
Would have even got in my car. Yeah. Driven around, you know?
Right. Would have cracked a beer.
Right.
Zoe's gone.
His sister and her poor went out for Zoe. His sister and her family were devastated when they found out. I did nothing but cry all day long, said his sister, Monica. She said she'd seen lots of eagles in the neighborhood, and she had suspected that one had occasionally grabbed one of the rabbits that lived under the shed, but it never occurred to her that anything as heavy as her dogs would be in danger. So heartbroken, she and her husband start scouring the woods nearby for little Zoe's body, and then they get a phone call from Christina Hartman, 51 years old, who 4 miles away was driving on a snow-covered back road when she spotted a furry white lump ahead and pulled over to investigate. I noticed this little frozen dog, icicles hanging from all over it. It could hardly move. She scooped up Zoe, wrapped her in a blanket, took her home, fed her chicken and rice soup, and gradually she started to warm up and show some spunk. There were several small wounds on the back of her neck, and she walked with a limp. She had no collar. The dog belongs to a family. I'm going to find out who owns it, she said. And it didn't take long because she saw a Facebook post that the family had put up the next morning. And she called and said, it's a miracle. I have your dog.
Unbelievable.
What are the chances of that?
I don't know. How could the dog survive the fall from wherever, however high up the eagle was? We don't know.
Hence the limp.
Right, yeah. Zoe had bruises and a few missing patches of fur. It is, as I said, 4 miles away from the family's home. She's not really herself yet, but she's getting lots of love. She doesn't want to go outside, though, and I really can't blame her.
So Zoe's seen ending. Some stuff.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Zoe will never leave the inside of that house. No. That is going to be a dirty, dirty house.
That happened in the movie The Proposal. A hawk swooped.
I don't think it's
what's
swooped.
Happening
swooped,
today.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. And just grabbed the dog and kind of took off. And Sandra Bullock's character was like trying to chuck her phone at it. Yeah, it happens in
you
movies.
Lost me at the movie Proposal.
Oh, really? Oh, so good. Ryan Reynolds, one of his best, takes Sandra Bullock home to Alaska. Because he proposes to her because she's Canadian. She's the editor at his company. It's
right, but I feel like this real-life story of a dog traveling 4 miles and surviving an eagle's clutches is even more impressive than your Betty White movie.
Was Sandra Bullock part of your story?
No.
Okay. No, but his story's real.
It
actually happened. It's a miracle is what it is. So way to go, Zoe.
It was also in The Proposal.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Fall. You will not bring humanity down. God is going to destroy you.
How did he lose his kids?
Wow.
We have tickets for WWE Raw, which we will give you in the 6 o'clock hour of the contest. We have Dylan McDermott on the program today.
Yeah.
Star of L.A. to Vegas. We have a brand new internet roundup. We have a new feature called The L.A. Zoo Says No.
What? What does that mean?
What are we calling the bandit here, Bean? Because I've been using the S word, and I don't think I can say that on the air.
I know you can't. I don't know. Is he not a mystery pooper? I haven't really read the details of the story.
I mean,
how about poop bandit?
Poop, is he mystery poop bandit?
Jason? All right, that's fine. You like bandit. You're attached to bandit.
I love the word bandit.
Okay.
When it comes to some poop. And also the Bachelor Report today with Petros Papadakis. So that's coming up. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 5:51.
That means it's time for Ally McKay and what's happening.
You know, it's early. You're up. Maybe you're sitting by the phone thinking, I wish I had Bellator tickets. Like people do when they're up early,
right,
sitting by the phone.
Sure.
Just thinking that's a about
it. Very specific dream.
It's very specific. Bellator MMA 192. It is happening January 20th at the Forum. If you call right now and you are caller 10, I'm going to give you a pair of tickets to see Chael Sonnen versus Quentin Rampage Jackson. Oh, yeah. That was good, Muggs. Thank you. I appreciate it. Tickets start at just $30, on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Remember when we had Chael Sonnen in?
Yeah.
And he talked so much smack, and it was so wonderful,
yep,
and he's so great,
mm-hmm,
and then it looked like that fight was fixed. What?
Sure looked like a dive.
Yeah, sure did.
Especially Muggs was saying that a lot.
Muggs, yep, was saying, Muggs was like saying that. Well, that's who I heard it from.
Right.
So are we having him in again? And
we
if
are.
So, can we break down that fight? Maybe Muggs breaks it down by fighting him and says exactly where it went, quote, wrong.
I like it. I like it.
So
Muggs has
that.
Been mouthing off a lot. So,
so much.
It's time for the rematch.
When he saw that we had this giveaway, he's like, oh, Chael Sonnen, that cheater, you're going to give that away? And I was like, Muggs, don't do it. He's coming back.
Muggs didn't care.
He didn't care.
Nope.
He pounded his chest. So weird. Well, now's the time that all of the different networks are having their big promotional events where they're like, hey, this is our show. This is what we're renewing. This is what's in store for the next season.
Why are you doing jazz hands?
I don't know. I noticed I was doing it by your face, which mostly was like, what's happening? Not sure. But ABC had theirs yesterday. It's the TV Critics Association Tour. And they said Scandal is going to be wrapping up their seventh and final season on April 19th. Also in ABC News, American Idol is going to start airing two nights a week, premiering Sunday, May the 11th. And it's time. Zach Braff, back on our TV shows.
Mm.
It's an ABC show called Alex, Inc. It's going to debut on March 28th. Zach plays a journalist and a family man. He quits his job to start his own company, but quickly discovers it's a lot harder than he thought.
I'll check out Zach's show.
100%.
I think so too.
I will.
It is funny though. When you read a description of a TV show, most of the time it just sounds terrible. But it depends
so
on how they do it.
And ABC revealed yesterday that they have renewed The Gong Show for a second season, with of course its host Tommy Maitland, that British comic legend, also known as Mike Myers, with a ton of prosthetics on.
Did you guys watch that?
I watched the first one because we had Will on to talk about it.
Right.
And that was something.
Yeah. It's my kind of nonsense.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
It was an hour, which I thought, that's long.
Agreed.
I think we could do half an hour.
Agreed.
But apparently, got a second season, so all right. Who am I? And if you were worried that Floribama Shore wouldn't be coming back, that too got a second season. It was MTV's highest-rated new series premiere in over 3 years.
Wow.
And it gets another 20 episodes this summer.
Man, oh man.
20 episodes. Maybe you're a Hulu fan. You watching the Marvel drama The Runaways?
No.
Not aware of that.
Well. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. The group
oh,
of teenagers,
like
they discover their parents are all part of the evil crime organization known as the Pride.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty serious. Well, it's been renewed for a second season,
right.
So you've time to catch up on the first one. And they've also ordered a second season of Future Man, which stars Josh Hutcherson and Eliza Coop, about an underachieving janitor who's called upon to save the world. How have I not heard of that one? And I love Eliza Coop and Josh Hutcherson.
So wait, you hadn't heard of it either?
Okay. What's going on?
You hadn't heard of it either?
I hadn't. What about you, Bean?
Which one? Which one are we talking
about?
The Future Man.
Oh, Future Man, I've heard of. Don't know much about it, though. I knew it existed.
Yeah.
Don't know much about it.
Josh Hutcherson and Eliza
Coop. There are almost 500 scripted TV shows currently being produced in for our consumption through our various devices.
It is impossible to keep up.
Yeah,
it's impossible.
Like
yeah.
A lot.
You can't even watch all the great shows anymore.
Right.
That is true. That is very true. Bean kept asking me yesterday, did you see the Winona Ryder hair commercial? Allie, have you watched it yet? Have you watched it yet? And I was like, what?
How interesting could that be?
During this commercial. So I finally watched it, and it's essentially goes through like a bunch of different scenes of this brunette woman. You never quite see her face walking around this, what could be a hotel room or a green room. You're not sure. Looking at flowers and a card that says best of luck and da-da-da. And then you see her as she goes out onto the stage and it's her face and she's wearing this gown and it's Winona Ryder and it's for L'Oreal and a new hairline and the tagline is everyone loves a comeback, damaged hair deserves one too. Which I thought, okay.
So where's the controversy?
Well, that's what I thought, and I thought, am I missing a big chunk of this commercial? But apparently, people who saw the ad weren't happy with that tagline because viewers thought it was the wrong message on a night that was supposed to celebrate gender equality. One Twitter user summing up the general feeling of, quote, wait, was there just a shampoo ad saying we finally let Winona Ryder back in Hollywood because she fixed her hair? Is that what you got out of the commercial, lady that just wants to be mad at something? And I, you know what? I don't know if she's a lady. That could be a dude. But let's be honest, that was a lady.
Like, where's the outrage there?
What is happening? On a night that was supposed to celebrate gender equality, like dudes don't have damaged hair? Trust me.
Right.
I've seen some of you dudes. You got damaged hair.
And I think people also thought, I mean, look, Winona Ryder voluntarily starred in this ad, so clearly she signed off on it.
Yeah.
But I think there were people who were offended for her that they thought her career and her years of being unemployed were comparable to damaged hair. They just thought it was an unflattering comparison.
Well, on top of starring in Stranger Things and being the new It Girl again, she's now brand ambassador for L'Oreal Paris. She's rolling in the money.
She's doing okay. She's back.
I can't understand where people get the energy to fight with a freaking commercial.
And it's a lovely commercial.
What?
Her hair looks great.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
Let me tell you, that L'Oreal apparently worked. But according to this article, too, she's had a long history with L'Oreal. She used the company's blue-black hair dye right before she filmed Lucas and was loyal to the product on Beetlejuice. So
where is the outrage?
What a dream come true for her.
Right?
I guess so.
So I finally watched it, and I was like, I don't... What?
You watched the whole thing, and you couldn't understand the controversy at all.
None of it. I thought, wow, would my hair look like that? And would people send me flowers? And then would I walk on the stage? Maybe, if my hair wasn't damaged. So kudos you, L'Oreal. Some birthdays today. Actress Nina Dobrev. Kate Middleton, who is, of course...
The Duchess of England.
Duchess of Cambridge?
I don't know.
Wow, I was not expecting that pull.
Duchess is a pretty easy pull, right? Not for me.
No, okay. No. Really can't stand anything royal. That's rapper true. Sean Paul, actor J.K. Simmons, singer Dave Matthews, Backstreet Boys' A.J. McLean, and Led Zeppelin's Jimmy Page. That's what's happening.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 24 minutes after 6.
Going to bring you a new mad pooper story, but first, if you're up bright and early and interested in joining us for WWE Monday Night Raw at the Honda Center on February 26th, we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets right now at 1-800-520-1067. Kevin, we're looking for wrestling fans to do what?
An impression of your favorite wrestler. Well, it doesn't even have to be your favorite. Any wrestler that you could do an impression of.
Okay. Past or present?
Correct.
All right. So go as far back as you want. All the way up to Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose, whatever you got. We want to hear an impression of your favorite wrestler. Call us now, 1-800-520-1067. And a couple of you will get tickets for WWE Monday Night Raw at the Honda Center on February the 26th. By the way, tickets available now at Ticketmaster.com.
This is these stories are happening much more often than they should be. We keep having to do stories on poop bandits. I don't know why it's a thing, but we actually had to check this story to see if we had just done it, because we just did one like a month ago or something like that.
Yeah, I think the last one was in Colorado. This one seems to be in Little Rock, Arkansas. So it's definitely a different person.
A poop bandit with Amazon or UPS or something in someone's driveway, right?
That's right.
What can Brown do for you?
Right? I don't think that's the slogan.
I don't know why it's a thing, but it is. And like Bean said, it's in Little Rock, Arkansas. And this news report, of course, they have to make every pun that they can about pooping.
After catching a jogger defecating in her driveway, Fox 16's Victoria Price speaking with the woman trying to flush this guy out of her neighborhood. Victoria?
Come on.
Oh, he was proud of that.
Can I just say that defecating is a very unpleasant word.
I agree.
I prefer pooping.
Yeah.
Well, they use it a few more times. So sorry to tell you.
Hey, and Kevin, this is not just a one-time thing. Whoever this guy is, he's apparently making a habit of doing this all along his running route. Now, neighbors don't know if this is just a gross prank or something a bit more concerning, but if it is a joke, I'll tell you what, these neighbors are not laughing.
I thought that is the most bizarre thing.
Tiffany Mazzella had barely set off for breakfast Saturday morning.
As I came around to get in the passenger side of the vehicle.
When she quickly lost her appetite.
I noticed a huge pile of feces.
Assuming a big dog and irresponsible owner were to blame, she and her fiance went back to look at their security cameras.
When we did, we found out it was not a dog. It was a person that had been jogging down the street, who had run up, come in between the cars, and then defecated in between the cars and ran away.
Oh, my God.
I mean, is this just a case of a jogger, it hits him, and he's just too far away from home, or he's in a neighborhood, there's no restaurant he can run into, so when you got to go, you got to go? Is that all that's happening here?
No. That's not all that's happening here. You'll find out a little bit later in the story, but it's not just that.
So she posted on Nextdoor.com asking for the poopetrator to come and clean it up.
See, the poopetrator.
I support the poopetrator.
I love it.
We understand that accidents happen.
The mess remained, but still Tiffany went about her business. That is, until she tried to leave for work on Wednesday.
I reached for my door handle.
Now, do you want to hear the rest of that sentence?
Wait a minute.
My door handle.
It wasn't on her door handle.
Do you want to hear the rest of that sentence?
Oh, Kevin.
I reached for my door handle.
And I actually reached and grabbed it and touched it.
A soiled piece of paper towel.
The dude?
Nope. Uh-oh.
Put a soiled paper towel on her car door handle.
What you're saying is he used it to wipe.
Yes.
And then shoved it into her door handle.
Yes.
What?
So that's a step way further even.
That's aggressive.
Right.
Tucked up inside her car door handle.
I mean, it was vile.
Surveillance footage appears to show the same jogger who got down and dirty in her driveway days earlier. Tiffany once again took to social media.
The neighborhood's calling him bandit.
Okay, so now it's happened twice to her.
Yes.
And the neighborhood has a name for him, and it's the S-Bandit.
So this isn't a just one time this guy was unlucky. Okay, he's doing it on purpose.
And it happened twice to the same woman.
Oh, no.
Since then, a number of her Hillcrest neighbors have come out claiming they, too, are victims of the bandit. One even going so far as to writing a letter to the man he thinks is responsible.
I think that was really concerning is, that it is a pattern.
Tiffany has since notified the police because stopping the number two in her driveway.
Oh, look at what she's doing. How do you think she's going to wrap that one up?
Stopping the number two in her driveway is what?
I hope they do find him. And I do hope that he finds some help.
Well, that's her number one priority.
See? Because number one.
A criminal mischief report has been filed, and Little Rock police assure me that they are looking into this. Kevin and Donna.
Is there a pattern here in terms of when this is supposedly taking place? Is this an early morning jogger?
Yes. For Tiffany, who you just heard from, both mornings, Saturday morning and this morning, just about 6:45 on the dot both times.
6:45.
Now, as for the other neighbors, I don't know, but it's a similar pattern from what we've heard. Early in the morning seems to be associated with a jogger. And it seems to be happening across other streets and homes Hillcrest. So.
It's horrible, and I mentioned this to you earlier. The thing that really gets me is the fact that he left the soiled tissue in the handle, and she had to touch it.
Well, when we go to our cars, you have a phone in one hand, coffee, purse.
Yes.
You're not looking at the handle. You're just absentmindedly.
See, he missed an opportunity to say poopously.
And he didn't.
Sure did.
So I'm pretty disappointed in that guy.
He's a total Kevin.
Allie will tell us what's happening coming up in minutes. And then Petros Papadakis will be here and will join us for the Bachelor Report. I understand that this Bachelor is divisive, Kevin.
I can't stand him.
Really?
Yeah, he's just dumb. And they keep trying to pass him off as this great racer.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Like he races cars and motorcycles. And then you look at him and you size him up and you go, no, not buying it.
They're just trying to make it more glamorous.
Seems like it to me.
We'll find out what P has to say. That's all coming up on K-Rock. First, though, let's take care of this business. A pair of tickets to WWE Monday Night Raw at the Honda Center on February 26th. This is always a big deal when the show comes to town. Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, and more. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. What's this game called?
You want to see the WWE? All you got to do is gotta be Roman Reigns or the Hulkster. All you got to be is your favorite wrestler. Steve Austin, smash a beer can, or smell what The Rock is cooking. Show us your skills and go see wrestling. WWE Raw Talent. And what you gonna do when Kevin and Bean run wild on you, brother?
That was my Hulk Hogan.
Wow. All
right, thank you, Omar. WWE Raw Talent. You do an impression of your favorite wrestler, past or present. We'll give everybody a shot to perform, and then we'll do a drawing for two winners for the WWE Raw tickets. Who's up first?
All right, let's start with Scott in Long Beach. Hi, Scott.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Welcome to WWE Raw Talent. Who are you going to do?
I'll be doing Macho Man Randy Savage.
All right. Love it. Here's Scott.
All right. Oh, yeah, I'm looking for some WWE tickets, and I'm looking for Kevin and Bean to give them for me. Oh, yeah, can you dig it?
All right, Scott, well done.
WWE Raw Talent!
Thank you, sir. Let's go on to line two. Let's say hi to Carly in Upland, shall we? Hey, Carly.
What it do, nephew?
What it do? Who are you going to do for us?
I'm going to do The Rock, of course.
Oh, you sound just like him.
Here's Carly with The Rock.
Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
WWE Raw Talent.
I got to give you credit for the enthusiasm.
For the delivery, right?
Delivered. Yeah, very well done.
You guys just couldn't see it.
I felt it, Carly. I felt it.
Okay, fantastic. Let's go to Woodland Hills and say hi to John, shall we, up next?
Hey, John.
Hi.
Hi. Which wrestler are you going to do an impression of?
The Immortal Hulk Hogan.
All right.
Oh, Bean, you okay with this?
I'm fine with it.
Should we hear Bean's first?
Yeah, let's hear Bean's first.
Okay, go ahead, Bean. I can't really do impressions, brother, but I'm looking forward to hearing what John has to say.
All right, John.
No, but do your impression, Bean.
How dare you?
Your turn, John.
Well, let me tell you something, Kevin and Bean. If you don't give me those tickets here, I'm going to show you what the 24-inch python can do. Because when you say your prayers, you take your vitamins, and you're going to do everything I say, because what you're going to do when the Hulkster runs wild on you?
WWE Raw Talent!
I'm very impressed with all of our contestants this morning. I'm not going to lie, you guys.
There hasn't been a bad one yet.
Nope. Let's try East LA's Michael, line four, please. Hey, Michael.
Hey, it's the Ultimate Warrior, Ali, Kevin, and Bean. How are you guys doing?
I mean, there has been one bad one, but
right. But you're still in the drawing, Michael. Thank you for drawing.
I feel like that was just his lead-in to maybe a catchphrase. No?
No, you thought wrong.
Oh.
I think that was all he had.
I'm just guessing. All right, he's still in the drawing. Let's go to Anthony in Covina. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I'm going to do Undertaker's late manager, Paul Bearer.
Oh. Rest in peace. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. My Undertaker. Come back and take Roman Reigns down. Oh, yeah.
WWE Raw Talent.
Muggs, that's an impression you do, too. How do you think Anthony did?
Let me show you how it's done, Anthony.
Oh, Hulk Hogan, you don't know how right you were when you said the safety of all your little Hulkamaniacs was at stake.
It's
a little shaggy.
I feel like
Anthony did a better one.
All right, two more, guys, real quick. Right,
hold on,
the
Anthony. He's still going.
He's still doing it. All right, let's go to Eric in Los Angeles. Hi, Eric.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
I'll tell you what's going on. WWE Raw Talent. Who are you going to
WWE Raw Talent!
Oh, man, the late and great Eddie Guerrero, bro.
All right, here's Eric.
Orale, Holmes, viva la raza, eh? Allie, you a fine mamacita. And I'm the greatest WWE champion ever, because we lie, we cheat, we steal.
WWE Raw Talents.
All right, Eric, go Raiders. Thank you for the call. Let's do one more. Ernie Montebello, line 8.
Look, we had 4 straight in the beginning that were good.
I feel good about all these. I do.
Hey, Ernie.
This is Andre the Giant. I stand 7'5", 500 pounds. Hulk Hogan body slammed me at WrestleMania, but Kevin and Bean, come drink 2 kegs of beer with me. Take 2 kegs of beer to get me drunk. I also do movie. Okay. Anybody want a peanut?
All right. Thank you, Andre. Okay, thank you, Andre the Giant.
WWE Raw Talents.
Rest in peace. All right. So we got Scott and Carly and John and Michael and Anthony and Eric, and the last guy just already hung up.
Oh, no.
But 2 are going to win tickets to WWE Raw. Who are they going to be, Miss Ellen King?
The first winner is Scott.
Scott was our first guy. All right.
Who did Macho Man Randy Savage. The second winner is John that did Hulk Hogan.
All right. There you go. Thanks. Congratulations and thanks for playing the game.
WWE Raw Talents.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 6:55.
The old P is in the building. Petros Papadakis joins us for the Bachelor Report coming up right after the top of the hour.
Oh, that's right.
First, Allie's here. What's happening?
I feel like Kevin might have a lot in common with Mark Hoppus on this.
Okay.
Mark Hoppus tweeted last fall about his fast food conundrum.
Mm-hmm.
He said, quote, Taco Bell is better than Del Taco, but Del Taco has french fries, so it's a real Sophie's choice of fast food. You with them?
Not really, because the fries don't swing it for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if I told you that Taco Bell is making your drive-thru dreams come true if the fries were to swing it for you, because they're finally adding fries to the menu as of January 25th. They're going to be coated in what Taco Bell calls bold Mexican seasoning.
I was wondering how they were going to make french fries a Mexican item.
Well, that's only the $1 portion. It's going to come with a side of nacho cheese sauce for dipping.
Okay.
Oh, okay. However, if you want to order the Supreme for $2.49 or the Bel Grande for $3.49, they're going to add on various accoutrements, such as ground beef, pico de gallo, nacho cheese, and sour cream.
Look, whichever one is a sponsor of this show is my favorite.
Is that it? Okay.
Yes.
Excellent.
I don't go to either place for fries.
Yeah. You just go and shove whatever food it is.
Just whatever it is. Just give me some food and I'll shove it in my mouth.
I get it. Okay. Yeah. Well, they tested the fries as well as a french fry stuffed burrito at select locations last year.
Yummy.
And apparently it was a hit. So as of January 25th, Mark Hoppus, you don't have to make that choice anymore. Taco Bell.
Great
has
news.
Your french fries.
Should have saved that for great news, Allie.
I really should have.
But that's great news just for Mark Hoppus. Really.
I feel like a few other people probably had that, like, oh, God, I really want fries, but I really want Taco Bell. That is a Sophie's choice. Mm. He's right.
If I want fries, though, straight to McDonald's.
It's not the fries that you want most. I think you want a taco the most.
Right.
But you're like, I also want the fry.
No.
Kind of just after it.
No.
No?
No.
Listen, I don't want to speak for Mark Hoppus.
Okay.
I don't know what his rationale
Apparently
is.
He was having big problems with
but
it, though.
But maybe we can get him on. See, maybe we can send him on January 25th.
Great idea.
Right? Because he's got
he's
that kind of time.
Not doing anything else.
What the heck? Meghan Markle. She's kind of the number one bride in the world right now. And she's inspiring millions of other misses-to-be. Of course, she's going to be marrying Prince Henry. Just kidding. Prince Harry. Who's Henry? Later on this year. But according to a website called Bridebook, women now want to follow in the future royals' footsteps. They're booking their nuptials at castles. They're having their grooms design custom rings, which is what Prince Harry did. And they're now hunting for banana wedding cake, which is what she's supposed to have.
Exciting story.
Banana wedding cake, right?
Right.
Pretty good story.
I don't think I'm going to be able to take this. When do they get married?
I think May.
May.
Yeah.
I'm not positive I'm going to make it.
I want to have a Meghan Markle update for you each hour.
Not ready for that.
Other wedding news. Would you find it easy to imagine that Paris Hilton is kind of a chill gal, relaxed, nothing really bothers her? Well, according to her mom, Kathy, she told People magazine that planning her baby girl's upcoming wedding will be simple. Because Paris is just easy. She's an easy, kind of relaxed gal.
She doesn't care about anything?
I guess.
Even when it comes to her wedding?
I don't know.
Huh.
Crazy, right?
Huh.
And not sure if you saw this yesterday. Wow. Over the weekend, as a fashion collaborator for H&M, the weekend... Let me start over.
Okay, take two.
Holy crap. H&M just lost the weekend as a fashion collaborator thanks to a sweater with a racist message modeled by a young African-American boy. Did you see the sweatshirt?
Did not.
I did.
Unbelievable. So,
did you order it, Bean?
I didn't.
Okay.
This little boy is wearing one of the brand sweaters with the slogan, "Coolest Monkey in the Jungle." A lot of people found that pretty offensive, downright racist, including The Weeknd, who said, yeah, not going to happen anymore.
Oh, here we go. It's on. Race war. Race war's on, everybody. It's going down. It's going down. Race war. Come on. Race war.
H&M issued an apology, but he took to Twitter, and The Weeknd wrote, "Woke up this morning shocked and embarrassed by this photo." And he tweeted a screenshot of it and said, "I'm deeply offended and will not be working with H&M anymore."
I don't think H&M meant to be racist when they either designed or purchased that
I agree, but
sweatshirt.
Maybe somebody should have spoken up along the way.
But maybe somebody shouldn't have put that particular model in the sweatshirt for the ad.
Yeah, that passed through a lot of hands, I'm sure, before it hit the website.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
That was a misstep.
Yes,
that was
a
huge misstep. Well, if you're drinking coffee right now, Gwyneth Paltrow wants you to stick it up your butt.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to have details on her new Goop enema coming up in the next What's Happening. But
Goop
before
enema
that,
sounds terrible.
It does.
Great band, though. They're playing Coachella.
Some birthdays for you. Actress Nina Dobrev, Duchess of Cambridge, Kate Middleton, rapper Sean Paul, actor J.K. Simmons, Dave Matthews, A.J. McClain, and Jimmy Page, all wonderful musicians. And that's What's Happening.
2018 is here. A new year means a new season of The Bachelor. Back on ABC Channel 7 for its 22nd season. Petros Papadakis, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, everybody. Hello. It's good to see you. It's great to be in studio for this
and
event.
You as well. Before we hit the big intro and get into the recap of last night's
episode. You guys
episode,
have an intro?
We do.
We do. Right,
but
I'm
before
excited.
We get to that, Kevin has no time for this this race car Ari. What are your thoughts on The Bachelor?
Hold that thought. Let me...
I think his name's Ari.
He sucks.
He does suck.
Is it Ari Lion Dyke?
I don't know his last name.
Lion Dyke.
It's time for the Bachelor Report.
It's time. We got the peeps can't stand a man, so watch. The Bachelor, so you don't have to, man. Girls drinking, hallelujah. Girls crying, hallelujah. Girls crazy, hallelujah. The Bachelor Report, we're going to give it to you.
Okay, yeah, he's a race car driver from the Scottsdale, Arizona area, former race car driver.
Now, when you say race car driver, you have to put that in quotations, right? Because there's no way he's a race car driver.
Well, as you know,
I'm not buying it.
I go pretty deep in the open wheel F1 world. I used to, for a long time, I just wore a jumpsuit around with all my sponsorship.
Really?
But I do know some people, and they say, this guy's not a real race car driver. He sucks. And the reason he sucks is that he couldn't drive that well. He had a lot of money behind him. Not a good driver, meaning if you're still a race car driver, you don't sell real estate.
He's a real estate agent now.
He's a real estate agent. He used to drive race cars. Race car drivers don't retire. I don't know if you guys have ever seen guys like Bobby Rahal or like Mario Andretti, these good-looking, gray-haired international men of mystery,
right,
laying women from here to Monte Carlo. They don't just decide to do real estate in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Right.
They, you know, I'm going to sell. You know what? I'm going to sell a townhome in Chandler here, as opposed to driving in the Isle of Wight. No, I don't think so.
But they're all in on him being a race car driver. There's all kinds of shots of him putting on his helmet and getting in a car and driving.
Well, he probably
really fast.
Drives better than you. And he probably drives better than me.
I doubt it.
No, no, he looks too. They had him on a demolition derby. You saw him turning that wheel. He looked pretty good. But he's not out there competing with Dario Franchitti. I'll tell you that right now.
So last night he shows up at the beginning of the show on a motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
And man, beautiful. He can sure handle that motorcycle. There's slow-mo action of him on the motorcycle.
Yeah, he's got a motorcycle and he's driving around the greater Agoura area, which is very nice. And I don't go up there much because I'm agoraphobic.
And
stupid. Stupid.
Well played.
You can stand up and walk out right now, Petrus.
And Thank you. Picks a girl named Becca for a one-on-one date. And
That's
puts
right.
Her, puts her on the back of the motorcycle and rides off.
Yeah, they ride off. And, you know, I like the other Becca, the tennis ball-headed Becca.
There right. are two Beccas?
The Latina. Yeah. Double Beccas. Four Laurens.
Four Laurens.
Come on.
Yeah.
Double Beccas. But this other Becca, who's a homely... But charming.
No.
She's like the spiker on the women's volleyball team, you know, the biggest girl. Back like a kite on the back of that bike. I liked her build, but
So she goes off on the motorcycle.
She's off, but not everybody loves motorcycles, Kevin. Not everybody just and you know, I can attest to this. I wouldn't just jump on the back of a motorcycle with a hot guy.
Right.
You know, just because he's hot. You know, I'm scared of motorcycles. And so is Crystal, the fitness instructor from San Diego. Here she is explaining to the other girls that if she, out of the other 21 girls, was chosen for this date, she would have to discuss the implications, the dangers of riding on a motorcycle.
I love the adrenaline of putting myself behind something that might be a little bit more powerful than me.
I think with a motorcycle, I have, like, my dad was in a really bad motorcycle accident. Right. And I've just seen a lot of people... who were killed or injured or lost body parts.
How many accidents?
Honestly, if I would have been on that date, I would have had to, like, take a moment with Ari and explain that before I got on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's... I mean, it's good that you weren't.
Oh, my God, I can't. I'm out.
How many motorcycle accidents has she seen?
Before, how many limbless friends does she have?
Before we go 15 miles an hour in the greater Agoura area... With 100 cameras around us and a cart camera going alongside, Ari, I would like to explain to you that I know a lot of people have been hurt in motorcycles.
Right.
Also, I'm concerned that I'm going to lose a limb. Can you guarantee that I will?
So he takes Becca to a mansion, and there's a designer
Rachel
there.
Rachel Zoe.
Rachel Zoe is there.
Hello, Becca. Rachel Zoe came out all with her big sunglasses on and gave her a bunch of dresses. And then old Neil Lane sent some diamonds for her. So she got hooked up and they made out and she got a rose and that was all great. We have another group date, right? A big group date, which is stay with the race car theme because International Man of Mystery, race cars. Motors, Valvoline,
right.
Viscosity and thermal breakdown. They have a demolition derby, which is kind of cool. Like that, okay. That's like the coolest date they've ever had on The Bachelor. Now, I'm not one for racing, but I would do this.
Looks fun.
Oh, I'd kick ass.
It's like bumper cars,
and
right?
People get kind of riled up. He comes out, he rides around, he looks good, he's doing his thing. And there's this one girl in the corner, Annalise, who's like crying, and she won't stop crying. And they're like, what's the matter with you? You know, the pressure of The Bachelor? You don't like sharing this guy with all these other women? And she's like, no, I have a fear of bumper cars, which is an amazing fear. I don't think I've ever heard of anything like that. I mean, agoraphobia is one thing. But here she is explaining just the horrible experience she had as a young person at a local fair with the bumper cars.
We're about to get in there and f*** it up. Sorry, Mom. I think someone's going to be crying today. Hopefully it's not me.
Here she comes.
I just can't stop crying. I'm so scared. This is like my worst nightmare. When I was a kid, I was doing bumper cars, and I just remember like getting trapped in the middle, and everyone just kept hitting me, and I was just crying, and I hated it. I just hear that like dun 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 dun, dun and the mirrors and the lights. It was just like a traumatic experience. I hated it.
A bumper car trauma?
Right?
I'm sorry. I didn't know that bumper car trauma was a thing.
It's a thing.
It's not a thing.
It's a thing. She was genuinely a thing. You saw the vein in her head.
Yeah,
you
I saw that.
You can't fake that vein.
I saw that until they got into the cars and she wrecked everyone.
Did you see the water boy?
She was nailing people.
Did you see the movie?
I saw the water boy,
okay,
of course.
Bobby Boucher, a doormat his whole life, a total dork, weirdo.
Right.
Finally ends up in a football uniform and channels the rage and and the shame and the anger mm-hmm. and just starts wrecking the entire, what I would assume was like the ACC back then, the Mud Dog.
Right.
So, I mean, this was the same situation.
Nope, you know,
she
it wasn't.
This horrible experience. She gets behind the wheel, feels empowered.
Not by yeah.
behind
it was
the wheel
redemption,
of that Ford Taurus.
Not by yeah.
And just went nuts. And but she didn't win.
Right.
The girl from Yale won, and then she got the rose on that group date. But there was the other girl. The girl that's the main focus is Crystal, the kind of ditzy sounding fitness instructor from San Diego whose brother lives on the streets. And that's why she lives in San Diego, to get her brother back in the fold.
Right.
Oh.
Still unsuccessful.
Oh, that's so sad.
Brother's still on the streets. The brother looks at her, his sister, and she's like, come to my house. And he's like, you don't have to stay here with the meth heads and the rapists and the weirdos out on the tough, mean streets of East San Diego.
So Crystal was the one who did the first date, right? Or the second date? Which one did she do? But she already has a rose.
She did a one-on-one okay. date where he took her to Scottsdale.
Flew her jet, to his home on a private jet.
Took her to his house.
Doesn't this usually happen later in the season?
Yeah, a little bit later. Showed her his closet where he had an unbelievable amount of white polos. Like right. all, did you see those? There was like 100 white polos.
And racing helmets all
That's
lined
a murderer. You know, when you open a guy's closet, he's got like 100 turtlenecks. Yes. They're all the same.
Yeah.
You know, so that he had that go. So this girl, Crystal, she's good looking. You know, she has some real tight skirt, kind of low cut, like Flo Jo kind of look going with the bottom half.
That's not why I fell in love with her, though. I fell in love with her because she already has a rose and she's butting into other people's dates who haven't even had a chance to talk to
her. She feels entitled because he took her to meet the family. You know, she's got a great sense of entitlement, so she's running around at the final cocktail party where the girls, there's a lot of girls, and they all haven't had a lot of time with old Ari, and they all are kind of scrambling like drowning rats. It's that time of the season, climbing over each other, you know. You know, like Las Vegas, people desperate for a good time.
Right.
And one girl, a fiery Latina, Bibiana, does not like, they're representing Latinas, does not like this ditzy San Diegan just butting in on everybody with a rose. She butts in on one girl, and then she butts in on her,
ooh.
And Bibiana is not having it.
Mm-mm.
Her blood boils, and it is awesome.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Do you mind if I step in for a moment?
I actually do.
Just
like
another minute?
Yeah.
Yeah, just one minute.
Sure.
Thank you.
It's Crystal. I know it's hard. And she has,
I know,
the audacity to interrupt, out of all people, the girl who's been waiting around to talk to Ari.
Look, I don't want to upset you or anyone else.
You already did. I really think that you already upset me and you upset everybody else. And honestly, at this point, nobody's going to respect your time. You just did it. You just dug a big asshole for yourself. I'm done with you. I think you really need to take some time. Maybe tomorrow, do your little workout, meditate a little, and reflect on what you just did. Because there's a lot of angry people here, and I'm just a voice.
Well, I apologize. I didn't mean to anger
anyone. Mic drop.
She stands up and walks out.
I go home tonight. Good luck, Crystal. I will sleep with one eye open.
Yes!
Oh, no.
That's extreme.
I'm going to cut you!
She's going to cut a bitch. That's going to happen.
That's a Mamba mentality.
So all Girl I cared fight. About last night was that Crystal and Bibiana make
Stay,
it.
Yeah.
Both of course they do.
Yeah.
So she got the rose, and it's on.
Oh, she had her hair back like there was going to be a fight. I mean, it was really, it was a good deal. And it was,
they were
it
this
was
close
nice.
To taking their earrings off.
No doubt. And it was nice to see to Crystal wear it like that, because she was walking around with too much confidence. There's nothing like a fiery Latina to knock it back down. You do your meditation tomorrow. You think about what you get to be.
Well, Pete, it sounds like either you or Kevin like the Bachelor.
No, he's a zero.
No, there's nothing to him.
But you're intrigued enough by some of the contestants, some of the ladies that this season might still
well,
be.
Well, this is that time.
They're
Dean.
Cartoonishly bad. This is early American Idol. That's
well, look,
what this is.
We have the tennis ball head, Manny, who's 22 years old, Becca. I like her.
Right.
She's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
This Crystal's not tough to look at.
No, agreed.
Though she is a fool. And the other girls seem there's that one the black girl that could breastfeed St. Louis is pretty good. Have you seen her?
Jesus.
I think there's still how many people
she didn't have much of an upper lip.
There's still like
she's a little got iguana lips, but other than that,
there's still like 17 girls there, 16 girls there, whatever it is.
And all the girls are describing Ari. I can't watch him make out with these chicks.
Yeah,
he makes out so hard. He's the old makeout king.
Really?
They say he has pillowy lips, and you know what he did, Allie?
What?
He kissed a girl, you know, he gave her the original original, the first, like, and then he licked his own lips, like, ah. And then he went back in again.
Yeah,
and I was like, whoa. And then he twisted around, like, ah. And he got back after it. Like, he's really, you know, he comes in real hard and then soft.
Yeah.
And then real hard and then soft. Like, he's got a real technique.
Yeah.
And you can see he knows it. He's like, oh, I'm giving her the A treatment. You know? I mean, he really gives them to the lips. And then he kicked out three girls last night. None of any real consequence.
Right. Mm.
But there was this girl from Chicago, Jenny, who did not take it well.
Yeah, she left.
She wouldn't hug him. Yeah.
Oh.
And then she was like, I'm not sorry to leave you. I'm sad to leave my friends.
And I was fine with that because all I care about is Crystal and Bibiana. Because I want there to be a
it's
fight.
It's got to be more than that.
On The Bachelor.
We got to have more than that.
Great stuff. Look forward to next week. Thank you, sir. It's The Bachelor Report.
The Bachelor Report is in the spot, so you don't have to watch.
All right, so last night I was playing poker, but most of the guys I play poker with gamble on sports, and the national championship game was on the TV.
The dream of the 90s is alive at your house. I like poker action. Do you guys smoke cigars and listen to Third Eye Blind?
We do not. Neither of those, no. But watching the game closely, because pretty much everybody there had money on the game.
It's a great game.
It was a great game.
It was a great game.
Well, it was a great second half and overtime.
No, well, I thought the whole thing was interesting, because whenever Alabama's getting beat, it's interesting. Because Alabama is such a power. You know, Alabama... and I'm a West Coast college football person. You guys know me. But Alabama cannot be argued with. Nick Saban can't be argued with. Maybe the methods can be.
They won their fifth championship in 9 years.
Think of it like this. In nine seasons, they've played in six of the title games and won five of them.
Wow.
That's insane. So you got to give it credit. But whenever Alabama's getting beaten, they were down 13-0 at the half. That's a big story, because nobody expected Georgia with a freshman quarterback to come out and do what they did. And then nobody expected Alabama to counter with their own Hawaiian quarterback out of nowhere, this guy that could really throw it, Tua. And he came out and threw the ball like there was no tomorrow. I mean, he was whipping it in a game where we see guys whip it all the time.
How many times has the starting quarterback, who's sort of a star, been benched in the national championship game?
Well, I mean, you see sometimes coaches get a little bit freaky and desperate, but obviously in this situation, Nick Saban, who is beyond question and has feathered hair, Nick Saban pulled the right trigger, and, you know, they
needed...
Were
you surprised with that call?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I actually... on our show before that, I said, even if things get a little crazy, don't get away from Jalen Hurts. Let the Hawaiian come out to next year and play. You know, I didn't think they would ever do that.
So the coach benched him.
Basically, they pulled
him.
But it's Alabama. You know, I mean, the quarterback is not really part of their offense in the way in the way that the freshman was expected to be when he came out.
Right.
You know, they are much more conservative, but they got behind in the game. They realized they had to throw the ball to win. Georgia was stopping their run, so that really was an equalizer. It was a really fun game. That was not a family member of mine that missed the field goals for Alabama.
Are you sure?
Yes,
Alabama kicker comes
positive.
Out and listen, can win the game with what,
Papanastos.
And I thought that's Petros's brother.
No, Papanastos. Look.
And he misses a field goal, and I was like, that guy is not going to be allowed back into the state of Alabama.
Ignore the papa, okay? Think of the end part.
Okay.
If your name ends with K-I-S, and you're Greek, like, you know, Stradiakis or something like that, or Papadakis, like my last name, that means you're from Crete, or you're originally from Crete. You're a Cretan. You're an animal. that's us. So that guy's not even from Crete.
Okay.
I mean, come on, dude. I don't even know where. He might even be from Thessalonica or someplace like that.
Oh, right.
So they come all the way back.
Yeah, or Macedonia.
Oh.
I mean, God knows.
They come all the way back. They tie it. He misses a field goal, and then it goes into overtime. And the freshman quarterback.
Yeah, he just – well, first of all, both – there was two freshman quarterbacks.
Yes.
And they both played great. You
were
know,
they both true freshmen?
Yes, true freshmen. And the kid from – the kid that was playing for Georgia has been playing all year, and he's been playing great. And that's why everybody was like, my God, a freshman against Alabama in the championship game – they're going to eat him alive. And they really didn't. Fromm played really well, but he took a terrible sack in overtime, and they had a field goal. And then, of course, Tua comes out in his overtime. He takes a terrible sack, and then he slings it to the end zone, and it was an amazing play. Just a great throw. But he was out there displaying arm talent, like really, really impressive throws in the second
half. Here's the final play of the game in overtime.
Oh, I try to make up for it. Fires to the end zone. Touchdown!
No!
The Crimson Tide will not be denied.
Oh, you wrote that, Fowler. You
true
suck.
True freshman. To true freshman. Tagovailoa to Devontae Smith. Alabama breaks Georgia Hurts.
Allie, you were saying you were so impressed with Jalen Hurts in the press conference after the game.
Yeah, just he said all the right things.
Yeah,
and he just was so mature about it and handled himself with such dignity and grace, which he's a young guy. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, but he didn't play at modern day. You know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? He didn't grow up with a quarterback, a guru or anything like that. Guy's probably going to play running back in the NFL. You
know? Really?
Yeah, or, you know.
Will he ever play quarterback for Alabama now after that?
No.
He's only a sophomore, right?
No, he might be the quarterback at Toledo.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, if he still wants to play quarterback, he's probably going to have to transfer. Right. Yeah, that's how impressive that kid was.
That's a crazy thought that he lost his job in the second half of the national championship.
That's the weird part about quarterback in the world of football, too. There's only one guy that can play. And you need to have two, because that guy can really get hurt, especially if you have a running quarterback, and that's what Hurts
is. That's what Jalen is, yeah.
Yeah, and Tua ran the ball with a lot of courage last night, too. I mean, he was no punk running the ball, too. I mean, it was a very interesting situation, but that's the kind of culture they have at Alabama. Mm-hmm. I don't think they have a lot of space for a kid that would have been selfish about that. And they've mixed and matched players for years. But, you know, if you have three or four great running backs, you can play them. Yeah, that's not the way it is in football.
Gotcha. Alabama's dynasty looks like it will continue, P, it sounds like you're saying.
Yeah, as long as they can feather hair in Alabama.
All right.
Unless he wants to go coach pro football. You know, you have those rumors that, you know, like Pete Carroll, you know, Nick Saban did not succeed when he was with the Miami Dolphins. It was actually a grease fire. So, you know, would he want to go back and prove it? Because he's certainly the greatest college football coach of all time. Pete Carroll did go back to the NFL with a different style than Saban has, mind you, and was able to win a Super Bowl and have all the championships in college.
Does that put pressure on Nick Saban to do the same thing?
You know, I don't know. It's interesting. You know, he won't be able to dictate. Like, you know, Pete Carroll coached at USC. This is a big city. You know, in Alabama, if Nick Saban wants you removed from the state, they put you in a trunk and they drive you to Georgia and they let you out. You know, I mean, he controls that whole thing. You're not going to, as the head coach of the New York Giants, you can't control, you know, the New York Post. You can't control the Daily News. You can't control things like that. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Petros is the co-host of the very popular and lovely Petros and Money radio show on AM 570. You'll be on this afternoon giving us all four, will you, P?
Yeah, yeah, 4 hours. Five, actually, 2 to 7, because, you know, what do I have to do?
Thanks for coming in, man. We love you. Happy New Year.
All right, bye.
Very funny actor, Dylan McDermott, joins us after 9. And it's weird to think of him as a comedy actor, because that's not how we have known him for most of his career. But he's got a new show on Fox, and he'll be joining us coming up just after 9 this morning here on the world-famous K-Rock.
So Sunday night was a surprise birthday party for the King of Mexico, thrown by his lovely girlfriend. And it was odd. It was really a strange night because I don't think I've been to the LA Zoo in my life.
Yes, you have.
I don't think so.
Well, we broadcast one day for Groundhog Day.
Oh, for Groundhog Day, yes. When was that, though? Like 92?
It was a long 82, time ago. It was a long time ago.
72? So I didn't know what to expect, and it was sort of a weird night because there was some cryptic texts that were sent out, where to meet, and it's just a group of people, and it wasn't formal, so it was like, I don't know what I'm doing or where I'm supposed to be or anything else. And I ran into Taylor Williamson.
Oh.
A friend of ours, comedian, who's at the zoo, and I don't have any idea if he's there for Dave's party or if he's there on his own. Like, it never occurred to me that he might be at the party. I never thought about who the guests would be.
But you know that Taylor is a friend of ours and a friend of Dave's and that they hang out.
Yes, but I'm telling you, right until I met him and saw eye contact with him, I didn't for a second think, hey, I wonder who's going to be there.
Okay.
So I didn't have any idea. So I saw Taylor and I was like, oh, I know you. This is awesome. How you doing? And he said, why are you here? And I'll let Taylor pick it up from there. Hey, Taylor.
Oh, hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
And lady.
Hello, Taylor.
All right, so you run into Kevin, and what happens?
Well, first of all, I just want to say how grateful I am to get to call in. I've been saying for years I'm too famous to appear in studio. So thank you for finally listening to me.
You're welcome.
So I'm hanging out with my friend, and then this handsome man in shorts in the very cold weather walks by. And I'm like, oh, that must be Kevin, because no one else on earth would wear shorts right now in the world. And I try to be adorable and endearing as I am. I'm like, hey, Kevin, what brings you here to this random zoo where there's no animals anywhere? It's the weirdest thing I've ever been to in my life. It was really, really nice, though, in case the zoo people are listening.
No, I do have to say, though, I did, when I went to the zoo, I did expect animals.
Mm-hmm.
And
there was an alligator, and as Brad Williams called it, a janky reindeer.
Well, there was a reindeer with one antler.
Oh, God.
So where, just to clarify, where are all the animals? Are they sleeping? Are they, they're not on display, in other words.
They're sleeping.
Back in their,
like, the alligator was in a dark area. Like, if you saw the alligator, you're lucky. Because
you go to the, it's called LA Zoo Nights, Lights, and it's basically a bunch of Christmas light installations
and
everywhere.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Neither it's not about the animals, then. Right. They're asleep.
But right. I didn't know that. Oh, so when I hear zoo, I don't know. Call me crazy. I think animals.
Exactly.
And I thought the LA Zoo was abandoned. I thought I was going to, like, some rave or something.
So, Taylor, it sounds like you said to Kevin, what are you doing here? And he said to you, what are you doing here? And neither of you expected to see the other.
Well, no, I was just being cute. I was like, I call myself cute. I'm so adorable. So I'm like, oh, hey, so what brings you here? Just setting him up to
be a dick.
I don't know.
That's what
exactly.
You were setting me up.
And he answers so kindly and genuinely, oh, I was invited to Dave's surprise birthday party, and that's why I'm here, because he's having a surprise birthday party. Why are you here? And he's not trying to be funny, though.
I wasn't. I honestly wasn't. I just thought it was a random, he was there.
Oh,
I did.
God,
I just
Kevin.
Thought, I know. What an idiot, right? He's like, what makes you think I'm not invited to the party? He goes on attack. I get attacked by Taylor Williamson.
But I was, like, hypothetically offended. Like, what if I just found out that my buddy Dave did not invite me? I don't know. I was hurt.
Right, but
what
am I supposed to do at that point? I don't know who's invited and who's not. And if you were left out.
But you really could have stepped in it, though, if he hadn't been invited.
He let me talk for about 45 seconds before he said, oh, that's why I'm here, too. Why do you think I'm not invited?
Well, in my perspective is we were, like, it was a half hour before the surprise was supposed to happen. You had a half hour window to get rid of me. We could have just been like, oh, you know, I just love going to the zoo with no animals. You can appreciate
sure.
the smell.
And then we would have met back up for the surprise?
Well, then you wouldn't have seen me. I think you just should have never acknowledged that Dave had a birthday.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Sure.
Just hope I don't run into you and 1,000 people.
Now, Taylor, did you have any trouble? Now, I understand that there were some people who were invited to the surprise birthday party at the zoo who ended up not getting in because there was some sort of confusion. Or what was the problem, Kevin, with some of the guests?
It was sold out. So
the zoo was sold out. I didn't
right?
know that happened.
Right? I didn't know that happened either. So Dave's girlfriend says, hey, buy tickets here online. And so I think an hour before the party, oh, I guess I should buy a ticket before I go. I was checking when I needed to be there and stuff. And there's two times that you could get in, 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're supposed to meet at 6:30. The party's at 7.
Okay.
So 8 o'clock is all that's open. 6 o'clock is sold out.
Oh, no.
How does that happen?
Sunday night? Really?
Yeah.
At the LA Zoo?
Janky reindeer.
Sold out. So we couldn't get tickets for the 6 o'clock. So now what do we do? Because we can't get in until 8.
Yeah.
Stryker was there, went up, saw that it was sold out, went back, got his car, and drove home.
No.
Oh, no.
Yes. He had no idea that it was possible, and he just turned around and left. And never. I think there were 8 people total who got turned away from the zoo.
Wow.
And Omar, DJ Omar Khan, who's here, he had an 8 o'clock ticket as well, and he tells what happened to you.
So I get there, and the lady's like, you can't get in. There's 6:30 is sold out. 8 o'clock's the only thing available.
Mm-hmm.
And I live far away.
Yeah.
So I get a ticket. And
for 8 o'clock.
For 8 o'clock. And I try to get in line. I show my ticket to the attendant. And the attendant's like, well, you can't come in. It's not 8 o'clock. Maybe try back around 7:30. And there's LAPD there. And, like, he signals, like, you know, keep an eye on this guy so he doesn't sneak in. And
I'm like, brown?
Right. Well, yes. At that point, I'm hosed.
Right.
So I live far. So I'm like, God damn it, I'm getting credit for driving all this way, okay? So I sit in my car for an hour and come back at 7:30, and that's how I get in, yeah.
So when I got there, it was sold out at 6, and I bought an 8 o'clock ticket. And then I waited by the line. I started walking back to my car, and I was like, no. I've broken in better places than in the LA Zoo, for God's sakes. This can't beat me. So I stood there and I waited. Everybody was lined up, and I stood and I waited. And then there was a woman with kids, and she was alone. So I just ducked under the rope,
Daddy
and I went
Kevin.
Right up with them. And I just handed her my ticket. She handed the guy the tickets, and she just scanned them all, and I just walked right through.
Ooh,
that's
sucks.
So creepy.
But how's that creepy?
You just said I saw a lady by herself.
No, with kids. I'm saying I just wanted.
So now you have a new family.
I wanted it to be. I just wanted it to for me to not be out of place.
Right.
For them to just assume that I was together with them, and it worked. I just got right in.
And then I found out that a bunch of people snuck in like that. Not me.
Christine
pretended she had to use the bathroom.
Yes, mm-hmm. Christine got in, and you didn't know more.
Yeah, I let myself down on that one.
Yeah.
Was Dave surprised by the party? Did everyone have a good time?
Yeah, I think so.
It was cool.
I think he was mostly surprised. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell, really, because he's pretty low-key.
And then we were in this like light tunnel, and we all sang happy birthday, and he hated it so much, it made it worth it. Because he doesn't like celebrating his birthday. He hated
he
it.
He did
entirely.
Hate it.
Yeah.
Completely. Yeah.
But
he got three happy birthday songs.
Oh, they sang it three times?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was only there for the last one because I was in my car.
Those of us that were there for the surprise when he walked up,
we sang happy birthday. Happy birthday then. That makes sense.
That's how it works. But then Omar showed up and...
The LA Zoo says, no!
Love that, Alice Merton on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. That song is called No Roots, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54.
And I love that. To Taylor Williamson. Thank you, Taylor, for joining us on the phone. By the way, Taylor has a comedy special out. It's available on iTunes and Amazon. It is called Please Like Me, which is a perfect title for a Taylor comedy special. All right. Brand new Internet Roundup coming up and so much more still to come here on the Kevin and Bean Show for a Tuesday morning. First, Allie's here. What's happening?
Well, it's the beginning of January, but we're looking ahead to festival season because all of the lineups are coming out. We've got Coachella, Governor's Ball, Boston Calling. We got Bottle Rock's lineup yesterday, the day before, which is insane.
Amazing.
And now we have Bonnaroo's. That takes place the 7th through the 10th of June out there in Manchester, Tennessee. The headliners? Oh, yeah. The Killers. Eminem. Muse. Not bad.
Wow.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sturgill Simpson is going to be out there. Cascade, Paramore, Alt-J, Bon Iver, Sheryl Crow. That's a fun time out there in Tennessee. But just in case you missed the lineup for Bottle Rock, I want to bring it to you again because tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. And this is a pretty good lineup
out there.
I would
say so, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, this is all happening May 25th through the 27th up there in Napa Valley. It's the Bottle Rock Music, Food, Wine, Brew, Fest, all of that. You've got Bruno Mars. You've got The Killers. You've got Muse. Those are your headliners.
I mean, that's pretty strong right there.
But what if I then say, all right, but what about Incubus, Snoop Dogg, Halsey, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Billy Idol, Bleachers? I mean, the list goes on and on. Plus, you're in Napa and you're drinking wine.
That sounds like maybe the best lineup of the year so far.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. On sale today at 10 a.m., BottleRockNapaValley.com. Check it out. Well, new year, new you. What should I put up my butt?
I'm sorry?
Excuse you me? Heard me. You heard me. We love Goop. It is Gwyneth Paltrow's website.
We hate love it.
It's
right?
It's insane. It's
ridiculous.
All stuff, you know, mind, health, wellness, body, everything. But some of the prices are just so insane. So it's like, what you really need this year is an outdoor brick oven for your pizza.
For just $2 million.
It's nuts. But her new thing right now, they're suggesting on Goop that a coffee enema is a, quote, clutch way to supercharge your annual Goop detox and start your year in tip-top health. They recommend a device called the Implantorama for spurting that coffee up your keister.
Nope.
That's not the name.
The Implantorama.
That is not only the name of it. It is sold by Implantorama LLC.
I got to be honest, that's a great name.
For a bargain price of $135. By the way, it's just basically a glass bottle with a silicone tubing attached to it. But you're going to have to go to Implantorama to get that.
But what if we don't want that?
Well, I don't know how you're going to supercharge your annual Goop detox in such a clutch way.
I mean, I feel like I'll still drink coffee, and that works.
Okay.
So I don't need to use any other entry point.
All right. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one way to look at it.
Okay.
And so many doctors and dietitians will say, unless your liver isn't working, there's really no need for a detox of that kind.
That's exactly what you would think they would say, right?
That is true.
No, pretty much everything she does on Goop is scientifically unsound.
Well, they say that about all kinds of detoxes and enemas anyway. But, you know, that could just be the man who doesn't want to shove in the implant-o-rama up our keister.
I don't either.
Exactly. But you know what? She's on to a whole new life, Gwyneth Paltrow. She is now engaged to a man that she met on the set of Glee back in 2014, Brad Falchuk. She's going to make an honest woman out of Goop. And you may say to yourself, I hope she said something really deep, like the unconscious coupling that she went through with Chris Martin, that whole thing.
She does try to appear smarter than she is.
Well, I think this is lovely. She said, at midlife, I've tried to accept how complex romantic love can be. I've decided to give it a go again, not only because I believe I've found the man I was meant to be with, but because I've accepted the soul-stretching, pattern-breaking opportunities that, terrifyingly, are made possible by intimacy. You can't just say, I got engaged, this is pretty awesome. Here,
you're bringing the crazy extra hard today, huh?
Yeah. Here, stick this up your butt.
No thanks.
I love it. I love Goop. I love Goop and everything that she brings to
us. Then you should get the implant-o-rama.
I'm doing it right now. Yeah. When we come back, we're going to talk about David Byrne from Talking Heads. He has a new song out. And unless you're seeing him at Coachella, you're screwed because his whole tour sold out already.
Already?
Already. Hmm. Excellent stuff. So that's coming up. But first, some birthdays. Nina Dobrev. It's her birthday. Duchess of Cambridge, Kate Middleton, rapper Sean Paul, actor J.K. Simmons, and singer Dave Matthews, Backstreet Boys A.J. McLean, and Led Zeppelin's Jimmy Page. And that's what's happening.
By the way, if we haven't mentioned it lately and you are still interested in going to Coachella, we've got a pair of sold-out three-day passes you can win multiple times throughout the day here on K-Rock, including at 10 a.m. right at the end of our show, then again at 2 p.m. and at 6 p.m. You can also go to krock.com for another chance to win. So good luck. Win those Coachella tickets here on K-Rock. It is a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for tuning into the Kevin and Bean Show. It's time for a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Yeah!
Oh, watch me, baby!
Internet Roundup.
Come on, y'all.
Internet Roundup.
Oh, watch me, baby!
Internet Roundup.
Check it out, y'all.
Internet Roundup.
Oh, watch me, baby!
Thug life!
We point you to our little corner of the internet at krock.com or kevinandbean.com for the best viral videos of the week. And there are two squirrel videos this week
that are
awesome. You're going to want to go to our site and look at. One is, it looked like a family called the police because they had a rogue squirrel in their house. And the policeman shows up in the people's kitchen and the squirrel does this unbelievably Olympic athlete-style bounce off the curtains, onto the table, and then right onto the police officer's body cam.
So they called the police because it turned on the radio. It broke in, turned on the radio, and was running around their kitchen. They called the police for that.
Okay, that first of all, that's crazy. Second of all,
the police came,
that,
by the way.
That squirrel didn't care that that was the police.
No, that squirrel didn't. Yeah, that's an insane video. And then the other one is a little boy named Haas. He brings home an injured squirrel, and his parents spend a few days with the squirrel to help rehab it. And then the kid's off at school, and the parents go, well, I think this squirrel is feeling well enough again that we can put him back out into the wild. So they take him, and they very lovingly caress him, and then they let him loose on a tree. And 2 seconds later, the family cat, Tom, leaps up out of nowhere, grabs the squirrel, and runs away. That funny, Anderson. It's so sad. This squirrel.
Because they took such care.
Yes, a second chance at life. 2 seconds after being released into the wild, gets taken down by the family cat.
Aww.
It's so sad.
Bean, you'd be happy to know.
Yes, Dave.
That the squirrel survived the cat. The cat dropped it off.
You don't know that.
No, I do. It's in the description.
All right.
Yeah, the cat dropped it off on the porch and left it alone.
And but then tell what happens after that.
So now
but
it's
then
funny.
It died 2 days later.
Oh.
Dave, not funny.
Way to bring the false hope.
Well, listen, you try to rehab a squirrel, they're just little diseases. I love squirrels. I want one as a pet. But, you know, they're not going to live long if they're injured. So,
I love that Dave loves squirrels. He calls them little diseases.
Yeah.
Well, oh, dude, they're so bad.
I love there's another video that you need to watch. This is a lady named Lauren May, and like hundreds of thousands of other Americans, she is hooked on this HQ trivia game that we'll talk about some more in a minute. Now, she plays and wins this game, and her... Well, let's play the audio of her excitement after winning the game, and then we'll tell you how much money she won playing HQ Trivia.
Did I not get it? What did you say?
Okay, here we go. She is hurling herself onto the ground, up again, waving her arms in the air. I love her. And I saw this video and I thought, is this the lady in New Hampshire who just won the $550 million Powerball? No?
How much more do you want? I got another minute.
Is this the lady in Florida who won the $420 Mega Millions? $420 million Mega Millions? No? Yeah, that's enough. She won $11.30, you guys.
But, Bean, you don't get it.
Why
man.
Was she so excited? Just winning?
Because
winning?
Yeah. The way HQ works is they ask you 12 questions.
Mm-hmm.
It's 12 questions, and you got to answer every single one right.
Right.
And there's usually over 600,000 people playing.
In so, her game that she won, there were over 700,000 live trivia players.
Wow.
Now, that doesn't mean she was the only winner, right?
No.
The winners all split whatever the jackpot is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and usually the jackpot can be anywhere from $1,000 to as high as $10,000.
So she won $1,100?
Nope, she won
$11. $11.
But the fact that you survived all 12 of those questions is fascinating, and it's so exciting. I play this game from time to time, and I got as high as 7. And it's just so, like, when you lose, you're so disappointed and disappointing yourself that you didn't know what stupid plant makes lotion or something like that.
Aloe vera.
Yeah, well.
I mean, don't be ridiculous.
You know, my worst disappointment was, I think the question was something like, the letters K in the call sign is west or east of the Mississippi. Like, they gave you, like some question like that, and I got it wrong, and I was so embarrassed.
How could you get it wrong? You work
I
for
know.
A radio station
and
west of the Mississippi.
And because you only get 10 seconds, and it's kind of like...
But you work!
I know.
Okay.
I read the question wrong.
Right,
I
know.
I read the question wrong, and I chose the opposite. I was just... But
here's
so
a here's a news report on HQ Trivia and how it has taken over the world.
In offices from coast to coast, every afternoon, thousands of employees clock out and log in to HQ Trivia, addicted to a game show played on a phone with a live host.
We got 17 winners! Bye-bye!
And real prize money.
Desert's 1200.
A tech-savvy update to old shows like Jeopardy.
We thought, hey, if we build a game show that we would actually play ourselves, that it just might work.
Hey, Dave, what times of day, West Coast time, is HQ Trivia?
Noon and 6.
Noon and 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And you just download the app?
Yep.
And everybody plays it at the same time?
Everyone plays it at the same time.
And it doesn't cost you anything to play,
not,
right?
Not 1 cent.
Okay.
Launched in August, recent games showing crowds of over 440,000 contestants. Games streamed over an app twice on weekdays and every night. You must log on to play. 12 questions, subjects ranging from geography to pop culture. Just seconds to answer. Get it right, move on. Get it wrong, you're knocked out. At the end, typically a $1,000 prize, split among winners. Investors put up the prize money and in-house researchers vet questions.
Is this the type of thing that you can see a group, a family getting together and all like brain trusting on the questions?
Oh, yeah.
That's the only way I would play.
Yeah, I mean, we play this in restaurants and it's so exciting because everyone's screaming over each other and you're just like waiting for that answer to come out and you want to see that green swipe. And you're like, yes!
I got to try it.
Bean, you would be great at
it. It sounds like, well, look.
How about me?
Everybody has blind
spots.
Bean
will be great at this.
All right, let's do one more clip from the Internet Roundup. And I know we made a reference to this a few days ago, but this is one that you can hear about and it's not nearly as satisfying as seeing it. This is a winter pileup of 30
cars. So Kevin, good. I know you loved this one.
Well, there's a guy that has already wrecked, and then he's doing play-by-play as car after car after car hits the ice, and just they lose complete control, and they just slam into other cars.
Nothing
awesome.
You can do but watch.
Yep. Or do play-by-play.
Yeah. We're in about a 30-car pile-up here. Look at them coming in. Cars coming in. Boom, boom. Just keep, oh, there's a big truck pile in here. Whoa, right in front of us, down in the ditch. Whoa, here's another one right in, another one going in. There comes another one. Now they hit, there was a car up against my bumper, and somebody just took out that car.
What's another one?
There's another one. Oh my God, here comes a wrecker. The wrecker just went down in the ditch. Oh my God. Oh, okay. Somebody's got to get... Oh, yeah. My God.
Okay, thank you.
They got to shut this highway down.
Yeah, they do. Look, I know it's probably raining where you're listening to K-Rock this morning, but believe me, it could be much, much worse. You can check out that video and all the rest right now at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Internet Roundup. Come on, y'all. Internet Roundup.
Oh, watch me, baby.
Very talented actor Dylan McDermott joins us just after 9 this morning here on the K-Rock Morning Show. What's that's us, right, Kevin?
I don't think we've ever called it that.
That's us. Well, I think in my mind I was thinking, joins us here on K-Rock and joins us here on the Kevin and Bean Show, and I somehow got the two of them.
That's good.
Yes.
I liked it.
I don't know why this popped up on Reddit, but I guess they have conversations on every single topic every single day on Reddit. But this one is fascinating. What family secret did you discover? A family secret that perhaps was kept away from you, and then at some point you found out about it. Other people in the family knew about it, you didn't, and then you found out. I think this is going to be interesting and possibly damaging.
Right?
So
that's the best kind.
1-800-520-1067. For instance, one Reddit user says he was recently speaking with his grandpa in a retirement home when Grandpa started asking questions about some Apple stock that he owned. No one in the family knew about this, but apparently he bought 209 shares of Apple when it went on sale.
Oh, my.
Which, in case you're wondering, they've done the math for you. It's worth about $1.9 million now.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody's going to be putting a pillow on Grandpa's head.
Oh.
That is what the next step is going to be in this one.
Not good.
Grandpa's days are numbered.
Here's one. I found out that my dad has a urine jug collection.
Oh no.
Dad.
I am an only child living with a single dad. We had this big closet that had a lock on it, and my dad always told me never go into the closet. So like the good boy I was, I didn't touch it.
If you want if you want a kid to go in a closet, tell him not to go in a closet.
Exactly.
Come on.
But eventually, curiosity got the better of me, and one day I watched my dad open the closet while I was hiding behind the sofa. He would have killed me if he had caught me watching him. He opened the door, and there it was, his urine jug collection. There were at least 30-gallon jugs of urine lined up along the shelves of the closet, each with a different month and year scrawled on the jug.
He kept track of the month and year? Like, his output was better?
Like a fine wine?
Right.
What
After
is
this
that?
Incident, I never really looked at him the same. He never found out that I knew about it. I don't want to find that out. So we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Same number if you can't call and you have time to text us. We want to hear about what the family secret was that you found out about that surprised you. Beer Mug, this is you.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago around my parents' 42nd wedding anniversary. Mm-hmm. And I was visiting and I said, wow, it's amazing how, you know, you're married for 42 years. Not many people can really do that anymore. And, you know, we kept on talking. My mom goes, yeah, you know, I was married to somebody else before your father.
What?
What?
I was like, after 42 years of marriage?
Yeah.
You didn't know that before?
I had no clue. I had no.
I guess why would you bring it up?
I mean, yeah.
Because it was so long ago, but.
It didn't really. I mean, I see why my mom never told me or my dad never told me because it really didn't matter.
Did you immediately look at your mom and say, is this my dad?
I wanted to. I was just more shocked because it was just like, I didn't think I thought they were the only two people that had ever been, you know, they got married and that was it. They didn't get married to anybody else, but I was just more shocked. It's not a big deal. I mean, I kind of started going, like, thinking, I'm like, well, I wonder if my mom had a kid with somebody else, too.
Right?
You know, I don't know.
She could have been another big family. Old whore, yeah.
How dare you?
Oh, sorry.
But yeah, she could have.
Why do you suppose it never came up before?
Like I said, like Kevin said, like, I don't think it was... I mean, how is that going to benefit me?
Yeah, it was really? Pre-mugs. Who cares?
Yeah.
Pre-mugs. Nothing mattered. Pre-mugs.
PM.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. I think you'll appreciate this one, Mugs. Rod is in Burbank. He's on line two to get us started on this phone topic about family secrets.
Hey, Rod.
How's it going?
Good. What family secret did you discover?
So basically, growing up, I thought my sister and I had the same parents and everything. She even took my father's last name. And about 8 years ago, I found out that we have a different father. And I was told completely otherwise my entire life.
Is that right?
Pretty mind-blowing.
Wow. Yeah. So it wasn't just like Mugs where you just assumed that your parents were together. Like, they told you?
No, actually, my girlfriend I was dating kind of figured it out. She was like, I think you guys have different dads. I'm like, there's no way. I would have been told that. I would have the same last name and everything.
Yeah, that would have come up.
I confronted my mom about it once, and she got really scared and awkward. And she's like, yeah, it was someone else. But she wouldn't tell me who or anything about it. She, like, immediately just would not have a conversation about it.
Rod, did your sister know?
Yeah, and she's like, I thought you knew this entire time.
How did everyone in your family know but you, Rod?
Rod was not listening.
And I was like, how come you have the same last name as me? We have different dads, and that no one could ever answer anything. I was just like, it was like a really awkward moment that no one wanted to confront whatsoever.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good call. Really,
did you ever go in search of your quote-unquote real father?
No, it's not his.
I know my real father.
It's hers. Okay.
Her.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, right, Rod. Go back and double check that.
Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate that. Anaheim, line one. Let's say hi to our friend Chris here on the Kevin DeBean Show talking about family secrets. Maybe others in the family knew about it, but you didn't until. Chris, good morning.
Morning. How you doing, guys?
Good, thank you. Family secret. What was it?
So my grandfather was a World War II bomber pilot, highly, like, decorated, a whole bunch of medals and everything.
Wow.
And when he passed away, I researched his record and everything. I found out he lost rank because he ran a smuggling ring through his bomber.
A smuggling ring of what?
He was just smuggling
drugs?
War artifacts, like, you know.
So he was stealing stuff?
Yeah, he was pretty much stealing just stuff from the war and everything and running it through his bomber.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
You would have preferred not to know that, right?
I would have preferred not to know that. My grandmother ended up slipping it one time, like, years after he passed away, and I'm all like, what? And she's all like, yeah, he ended up losing rank. That's why when you saw him and everything and saw his final rank when he retired, it was lower.
What's wrong with Grandma?
Seriously, what? Let's rub a little dirt on my husband's grave.
Hero.
Let Grandpa be a hero. What's wrong with her?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Despite your disgraced family history, Chris, we appreciate you and we appreciate your listening. All right, 1-800-520-1067. What's the family secret you found out? We'll take your calls next on Kevin.
All right. Just before we get into Foo Fighters, let's take one call and let's make it line five, Kevin Bean.
What?
Beans, I think.
Yes.
Kevin Beans.
That's your name?
Yes, sir.
We have made your life miserable, haven't we?
No, you said the same thing 3 years ago when I called in.
Well, we assume we ruin lives.
Right.
That's just our assumption.
All right, Kevin. Thank you for still listening. We appreciate that. We're talking about family secrets this morning. It sounds like you found out one.
Yes. So my dad is a full bird colonel, a full-on Vietnam hero, saved, like, literally over 1,000 people's lives, and was a retired judge, and just, he turns 80 this month.
Mm-hmm.
And I was home, he lives in Phoenix, for Thanksgiving, and I ran into his bedroom early in the morning to grab a hat, because I was going to go play golf while I was there, and ironically grabbing a hat, and I look over to the bed and I see my dad pop up and there's this toupee hanging halfway off his head. I mean, straight out of a movie. And I just look at
Okay,
him
wait a minute. So your dad? So you thought your dad had a normal head of hair?
I did, and I have two older brothers, and I'm 40. I'm 41 years old.
No.
Yes, and so I talked to my mom the next day. I go, Mom, what is up? She said, Oh my God. he's had that for like 30 years. Like, I swear, we've been like flying in the blind for so long.
Kevin, Muggs would like to know where he purchased
yes, he would.
This one.
Yes, he would. 30 years.
I'll get back to you on that.
Okay. I love that Kevin is looking at his dad's luscious full head of hair at age 50, and he still looks great at 60. And how does he keep doing it at 70? He's still got this hair, and now he's almost 80, and he hasn't aged a day. And now we know.
Look, we always try to guess in advance how the phone topic is going to go, how many people are going to call in, how good the stories are going to be.
Right.
I did not expect this topic to be so great.
Amazing.
No, a lot of family secrets. Dear Kevin Bean, Jorge writes in, I had to get a copy of my birth certificate several years ago, and I saw that my mom's maiden name was listed on the paperwork. I inquired with her why that was, and I found out my parents weren't married until I was a year and a half old. You think you know someone, says Jorge. All right, we're talking family secrets here on the Kevin Bean Show. Let's go to Long Beach and say good morning to Ryan, line four, please.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
Thanks so much for holding on. It sounds like this is a topic that was custom-made just for you.
Yeah, a few years ago, my father filled me in on the fact that my great-grandmother was married to a serial killer in the 60s. And
a serial killer, not just a serial killer.
Not just a one-time killer.
Right? Not just a murderer, but a serial killer.
Right, right.
You say that like it's nothing.
It blew my mind.
Was it one of those situations where she didn't know until he was finally caught?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I think no one in the family really talked about it until people who were around back then had kind of passed away. But, I mean, in doing my own research, I found a book written by the detective who caught him. And it was this detective's career case that had really made his career.
Wow. So what we're learning is don't research your families, guys.
And that Ryan has serial killer DNA.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
That was this serial killer your great-grandfather?
No. It was just by marriage, not by blood.
Have you murdered?
I have not, but I've considered it.
Okay. Ryan, how many victims did your great-grandmother's husband have?
I think, like, my understanding is six or seven that he was convicted of.
Bodies everywhere. Like
that's crazy.
Yeah. All right, you win, I guess, Ryan.
Thank you.
I mean, we don't have a prize.
Thank you for the call.
Okay.
I'll tell you something about this Dylan McDermott, by the way.
Okay.
He can do it all. I watch him every year on Miracle on 34th Street. It's a holiday tradition in my house to watch that. And then he terrifies you with American Horror Story. And now he's doing something completely different as the star of a new comedy on Fox called L.A. to Vegas. It airs episode 2 tonight at 9 p.m. on Fox. Let's welcome Dylan McDermott back to the Kevin Bean Show. It's been a while. How are you, sir?
Hey, so nice to be back.
So great to have you. I understand you are in Florida right now. What's going on in Florida, Dylan?
Yeah, South Florida. Oh, I work with Ringling College. I come down here once a year, and I develop a web series for them. So I'm down here to talk about some ideas.
Wow. What?
How about that?
I'm sorry. I was not anticipating that answer.
You just said I do it all.
Wow. You do it all. I didn't know that was part of all. I've never even heard of that. That's awesome.
No, either way.
So, Dylan, I was making reference to the fact that you have, in your long, illustrious career, have done so many different kinds of roles, yet I don't think of you as a comedic actor. And when I first started seeing the promos for this show, I couldn't believe it was you.
I know. Nobody could. I think that's the best thing about this, the biggest compliment, because I started in comedy in New York. I did stand-up for a while, and then I hosted Saturday Night Live with Will Ferrell years ago, and we got to be friends. I did the campaign with him, and that's where it all began. I was like, man, this is the greatest life you could ever have. To laugh all day long, and they pay you, I'm in.
You play Captain Dave,
who
is flying on a budget airline. And I was wondering, as an actor, shooting so much in that plane, is it a little bit claustrophobic to spend all day on the plane in the set?
It must be for the real pilots, too, I would imagine, because you're always on that plane. So, yeah, to answer your question, absolutely. But we can get off. They can.
You're right.
True. Yeah. There is that.
There was a press junket that went on a plane with you to Las Vegas, and a couple of our guys from the Kevin and Bean Show were there with you. Beer Mug is in the studio with us right now. Muggs, you hung out with Dylan McDermott that night in Las Vegas?
Yeah, Dave and I had the opportunity to go, and it was the coolest promotion premiere I've ever been a part of.
Yeah.
The entire cast, including Dylan, was on the plane. Dylan as Captain Dave on the plane. We get off. We go to the Bellagio.
That's right.
And there was a humongous party, free food. They're walking around with free gambling chips that you could play with in the actual casino.
Sweet.
What's up,
and
Fox?
It was amazing. And so then we go to the table, and Dylan is there in his Captain Dave outfit, playing the hottest roll of craps I've ever seen anybody play.
Did he win you money?
I was on the table for 30 minutes straight. I'm not lying.
He's not lying.
Wait a minute. You were rolling. Incredible. You were rolling the dice for 30 minutes.
I was rolling and would not stop. I mean, it was the greatest roll of my life as Captain Dave.
As people were chanting every time he rolled, Captain Dave!
No.
Captain Dave!
You can see it on my Instagram. I have a video of it, and he's not lying. It's right there. They're all chanting Captain Dave.
30 minutes is unheard of.
That's
unheard
insane.
Of.
Yes.
Wow.
Greatest moment of my life.
And Dylan, I'd like to thank you and Captain Dave for starting my daughter's college fund that night. Because it was the most amazing round of craps I've ever
all
played
right,
in my life.
So let me just interrupt with a question then. When a guy's hot and he's rolling at craps, you toss him a little something.
Right.
Mugs? Did you give him a little tip?
I gave him a fist. We fist bumped.
No, you don't fist
bump.
I know.
You give him a little taste.
I should have.
You're terrible.
Sorry, Dylan.
No problem. It was a blast, though. I had so much fun.
Any reaction at all? I know the show's only aired once. Any reaction at all from people who work in the airline industry, Dylan?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I went to New York the other day, and I was flying JetBlue, and the captain gets on the mic, as they do, make an announcement. And what does he say? This is your captain, Captain Dave. Got off the plane. They were all there to greet me. They were so happy about the show. And the reaction has been tremendous.
Wouldn't it be funny if his actual name was Dave and mistook it?
That's the funny thing.
Oh, it was. Oh, I thought he knew that you were on the plane.
No.
Oh, that's funny.
Did he eat an edible first, like you had joked about?
I mean,
he must have.
Actually, that's a great idea, Ali. Yes. Here's a clip of L.A. to Vegas. We're talking to actor Dylan McDermott here on the Kevin DeBede Show. The show airs again tonight at 9 on Fox, and you'll get an idea of how funny it is right here.
Take it from me, Muay Thai will change your life. I myself started taking lessons, but I'm picking it up so fast that I'm also giving lessons.
Captain, cabin's ready and doors are closed.
All right, gentlemen, it's time to get high and also fly this old bird. Just a little captain's joke. I never get high when I'm flying unless I mistime the edible. Another captain's joke.
You really think that's a good use of everyone's time?
If I can't have some fun with my passengers, why am I here?
To fly the plane. Go do that.
You know, I'll tell you one more thing, Dylan, before we let you go. It's so funny. I was sitting down to watch the premiere last week, and when I saw the premise was L.A. to Vegas, and I thought, man, we've talked on this show so many times about the stripper flight, the flight that leaves on Friday to head to Las Vegas with the girls who are out there. They make a ton of money and coming back. I wonder if they would ever address this on this show. First episode. First episode. You're packed with girls going out there to make their weekend money.
Yep. Well, they sure do. And that's an actual flight from Burbank. So, it's a real deal. Only based on reality, the show.
Sure. Exactly. Well, it's very funny, you guys. I think you're really, really going to enjoy it. You've never seen Dylan McDermott like this before. L.A. to Vegas tonight at 9 on Fox. It's been too long, sir. It's great to have you back on the Kevin DeBede Show. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Time for Alan McKay. What's happening?
Let's talk some Pornhub.
All right. We have to.
If I had to venture a guess as to how many annual visits there were to Pornhub.com a year, how many would you say?
How many visits a year?
Mm-hmm.
Including beer mug?
Yes.
That's a lot. I mean, I go for
Angry Dragon.
I go for that.
Uh-huh.
I also
brown necktie.
Right. For that.
And then I search
the jelly donut.
Uh-huh.
And then sometimes I'll look for
Brazilian slime viper.
What? And then once I went
the scrunicorn.
Scrunicorn.
The shop vac.
Right. And then I went
Lithuanian typewriter.
Okay. And then I typed
Dutch oven.
And then I went
the chocolate omelet.
Mm-hmm. And then I searched for
the moped.
Mm-hmm. And then
the mushy biscuit.
Trust me, you don't want the mushy
New Jersey meat hook.
That's a good one, though. You want that one, yeah.
The tuna melt.
Right. And then I searched one time for
West Side glaze.
And then I typed
the zombie mask.
And then one time I typed
the chocolate
pizza.
That's not good.
The flying
camel.
That is good. You should try that one. That's good.
the narcoleptic autopilot.
Right. And then one time I searched for
the New Jersey meat hook.
Right. Already said that one, I think. And then
ocean
spray.
Right. And then one
the pig roast.
Mm-hmm. Pig roast. Don't go for that. That's not good. And then
the Puerto Rican
fog bank.
Right. And then of course I searched
three-eyed
turtles.
So I'm going to say.
I want to see Kevin's browser history.
I don't.
100 million.
100 million annual visits to Pornhub is what you're saying. Bean, higher or lower?
I don't know, because I remember when I searched
rusty
trombone, and then I went looking for the
screaming porpoise,
and then I said, "What about the
angry pirate?"
And then I thought, "Well, how about the
Cincinnati bow tie?"
And then I wasn't satisfied yet, so I looked for the
Boston
pancake.
And then after that, I thought I'd wrap up with some
Alabama hot pocket.
And then I thought, there's only one possible dessert.
Arabian goggles.
But then I wasn't completely sated yet, so I went for the
Roman helmet.
And then I topped that off with a
sandy
dolphin.
And then I ended it finally with
tea
bagging.
Okay, so I'm going to say more than 100 million.
Oh my God. 28.5 billion.
Billion.
Oh, my
annual
gosh.
Visits to Pornhub.
No. We're so
no.
far
yes,
off.
Yes. Not only are you so far off, you were almost right on target with daily average visits of 81 million.
Say the number again. 28.5
billion annual visits to Pornhub. This is their year in review.
That is astonishing to
it's
me.
It's possible because I searched for
chili dog.
And then one time I typed in
dirty Sanchez.
Right. And then I looked
Cleveland
steamer.
Mm-hmm. And then I typed
rusty
trombone.
Yep. Right. And then
hot
Carl.
Right. So that's crazy. 81 million a day, you're
yep.
saying.
We did a Bean Makes Us Guess once of the most popular websites in the world, and I remember it was in the top 20 worldwide.
Oh, for
so
sure.
I just am stunned by that number, though.
Well, we just heard a bunch of your searches. They also have listed, this is just bizarre to me, their annual year in review top searched items or terms
was
from 20
donkey punch.
The
donkey punch?
Screaming porpoise.
No.
Nope. I think you will be shocked by what was searched for on Pornhub.com.
All right, I'm going to guess the most popular search on Pornhub. I'm going to guess threesome.
See, that's the thing. I thought it would be, you know, lesbian or...
Right.
Big sure. boobs.
Ellie just made a signal with her hands that we can't translate.
But the only ones that even come up sort of like that is mm-hmm. porn for women, naked girls twerking... Korean BJ.
What?
But the other ones, they don't make any sense to me. And I want to know what's going on with people that are looking for these things
I'm
on Pornhub.
I'm not positive you want to know this.
One is fidget spinner.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Why would people be looking for fidget spinners on Pornhub?
Because maybe they're looking for spinner, then they're looking for like a three-pronged one.
I don't think you want to mix your fidget spinners with your people making sex.
You know what I don't want to mix my sex with?
It's pretty sexy when you say people making sex.
Yeah, not at all. But I don't want to mix my Rick and Morty.
What?
With Pornhub.
I'm sorry, what?
Rick and Morty.
Okay.
What is happening? Also very popular, sexo en español.
Awesome.
Uncensored hentai, which is like the anime
right.
tentacle porn and whatnot. Cheerleader. Okay, I get that.
Sure.
These words, stop, it's too big.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not a search.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
And my all-time favorite, Indian teacher. So those are your top searches on Pornhub.
I sort of have a boner.
I am not okay from what just happened. Wow. And I'm going to have some Googling to do later. Absolutely. And in case you missed it earlier, we talked about how Mark Hoppus's life just got easier. He tweeted about his fast food conundrum. He tweeted, Taco Bell is better than Del Taco, but Del Taco has French fries, so it's a real Sophie's choice of fast food. Well, no more. No more. Starting January 25th, Taco Bell is adding fries to their menu.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The dollar portion is going to have a bold Mexican seasoning and comes with a side of nacho cheese sauce for dipping. You can also order the Supreme or the Bel Grande for more, and that's going to add on various accoutrements like ground beef, pico de gallo, and nacho cheese and sour cream.
I'm certain that they do a tremendous amount of market research before they add an item to the menu. I would never expect to find French fries at Taco Bell, but I assume that it was successful enough at Del Taco that they realized they have to get in on it, too.
Yeah, they tested the fries and also something called the French fry stuffed burrito at select locations last year.
Also on Pornhub.
Also on Pornhub. That was the 12th search right there. But available nationwide on January 25th, so congratulations, Mark Hoppus.
Yeah, Mark's going to be very happy today.
Exciting.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some birthdays for you. Kate Middleton, Nina Dobrev, Sean Paul, J.K. Simmons, Dave Matthews, A.J. McClain, and Jimmy Page. And that's what's happening.
Thank you, Allie. The SoCal Helpful Honda. Tomorrow morning on all-new Kevin and Bean Show, she runs one of the major pot shops in Southern California. We have Dina Browner coming in.
So she's just printing money, right?
Pretty much, yeah. We also have comedian Kevin Nealon on the program tomorrow. And we've got your tickets for WWE Monday Night Raw at Honda Center and also your Coachella passes. And by the way, speaking of sold-out three-day Coachella passes, you got another chance to win in about 20 minutes here on the world-famous K-Rock. So keep listening for that. We'll see you tomorrow.